Neanderthals adapted to considerable environmental extremes. Everything from the temperate Mediterranean to the harsh freezing regions in Europe and Eurasia. But their hunting never achieved the high degree of efficiency attained by late Stone Age bands. Their methods were little changed from those practiced by their more archaic predecessors, relying in the same way on opportunistic kills and momentarily favorable circumstances. While modern humans often concentrated on animals in their prime, the Neanderthals were less selective in their hunting, focusing on solitary animals, pregnant females, and other easy prey. They lacked the specialized weapons, such as the throwing stick and the lightweight blade-tipped spear that allowed their successors to kill prey from a distance. There were probably many occasions when Neanderthal hunters ran down their prey in a surprise attack, stabbing it from close quarters. It is hardly surprising that many Neanderthal skeletons show evidence of broken bones and other major injuries sustained during the chase. The life of a Neanderthal band in the intensely cold environments of the Europe of 75,000 years ago can never have been easy. The means to survival were fire, some form of skin clothing and adequate winter shelter, and an ability to store food. It is probably no coincidence that some of the densest Neanderthal populations lay in the sheltered river valleys of the Périgord region in southwest France. The key to the successful occupation of these valleys was not the variety of animals by the river's edge, but the predictability of certain species, especially reindeer. Reindeer are creatures of habit. They have regular, easily observed migration patterns, moving out onto the open plains in summer to graze on moss and returning to more sheltered territory in fall. Their annual migrations tend to follow the same trails through narrow paths, through river valleys, and across favored fjords. Judging from the number of reindeer bones in the Périgord's rock shelters, Neanderthals took advantage of this seasonal predictability. They also hunted other species, such as wild horse and smaller animals, when the occasion presented itself. Modern estimates suggest it takes about 360 to 400 kilograms of lean meat to feed 10 hunters for a month. With the European winters of 75,000 years ago lasting at least 8 to 9 months, there must have been long periods when hunting and trapping were restricted by weather conditions. Perhaps the Neanderthals stored up considerable amounts of energy as body fat to keep them going between kills. Other species, such as bison and deer, do this, and even today, human beings gain height in late spring and summer, and put on extra weight in fall. Nevertheless, some food storage system for meat must have been essential. This would have been easy enough for ice caves and pits dug into the permanently frozen soil would have preserved deep frozen meat almost indefinitely.